And now, the third edition of our annual Monsoon series. This monsoon season has been unlike any other. Most of us have spent it sequestered in our homes, waiting for an end to this pandemic. We're anxious, tired of waiting. Our situation seems endless. At the same time, we're waiting for the clouds to gather, the winds to kick up, the lightning to strike, for the rain. Every year we wait for these storms with dread or anticipation. We look to the skies, we check our weather apps, and we hope that relief from the heat will come.
I am here. I am a whisper. My desert holds me at arm's length. My stomach aches with exile.
That is the voice of Susanna Verlarde Covarrubias, a poet, playwright, and core artistic ensemble member of Teatro Bravo here in Phoenix. And what we heard there is her poem. It's called Upon Leaving. It's the heartbeat of a video piece the Teatro Bravo players created for our Monsoon series this year. The members of the Latino Theater Company, like other live performance artists, are feeling the sting of being unable to express their art on stage right now. But constraints often lead to new avenues of creativity. And that's what Teatro Bravo brings us today. Starting in their homes and neighborhoods, the theater ensemble picked up cameras to create a video capturing their inspiration from this mystical time of year. They began with Susanna's poem about the monsoon season, and then they turned to movement. Here's artistic director Ricky Ariza with more.
I kind of propose this idea of some theater tactics that we use when we're doing devising, and devising is when, you know, just artists will come together without necessarily a real plan. And they just kind of have like these strategies and techniques that they'll implement to create a piece. And we kind of started using some physical based approaches. So we said, okay, let's look at her text. And it's like, okay, let's find some words or phrases that stick out to us. And let's kind of start with like maybe physically responding to it. What are just some things?
How many layers cover me? Cling. How many of these fine particles have entered my
body? And that's kind of where it started. And then from there, just her words just started, like, we're painting these really beautiful images that we just wanted to dig deeper. And there was just kind of this task to, like, we would meet, strategize, and then go off and film what you can. Film you being in spaces, film movement, film anything that inspires you.
Let me ask you that along those lines, Susanna. Like, you had this poem. Where are your personal experiences of the monsoon rooted?
Definitely the monsoon for me is definitely a very positive experience. I think, like everyone, it's something that I look forward to during the summer. It's the smells, creosote, and just everything about the monsoon is just revives me, just like the desert. And actually, this poem, I wrote it when I was leaving, because I went to grad school on the East Coast. And so I wrote it when I was leaving here. And I didn't realize how rooted I was in the desert and how much I loved it. And so when I went away, I missed it so much. Like, the East Coast is so different. So that's sort of where this poem was born, in a sense of like longing and sadness for almost like losing a part of my body or losing a lover, you know. It's just, the desert is just so amazing.
I am here. I am an echo, split from the hem of this brown dust, skin, tierra, mi tierra.
Okay, so because this is radio, let's talk about what we see in this video piece then. So at the beginning, we see this golden lace, and it's interspliced with images of masks, both the blue medical kind and others. Ricky, can you tell us a little bit about what the imagery means in this piece?
Sure. I think we're going through a complex monsoon this season, and I feel it doesn't feel as refreshing when we were doing it, right? Because we hadn't seen or felt the rain at all, and we're like caught in this pandemic, but at the same time, like, trying to create work together and like hold on to our cultural practice and everything. So then there was just this this image of like this real peaceful video that he shot of like this gold fabric kind of like slowly revealing this bouquet of flowers. And I just, you know, there was just this really interesting sensibility of like this anxiety that I feel when I'm caught inside and I'm trying to connect but not wanting to connect. And I feel like I've had conversations with Susana about this, the rest of the ensemble, another artist. It's like, there's this need, this want to connect, but then there's this fear of it because of health and because of all these reasons. Mm-hmm. So then I just started seeing, I mean, I kind of started using some splicing from like horror, kind of, because I'm a fan of horror films. I mean, as weird as that sounds,
love
but it's
horror.
Like these really weird flashes of like moments and breath and fast forwarding the images. So it's this like chaotic breathing in this moment, but then also the beauty of the Kalaka mask, and then the beauty of just the exterior of the city. And then it just kind of reveals the falling of this fabric. And then we see the flowers.
This morning's rain, the first of the season, has softened the steely brush, coaxed the creosote to let go its subtle caramel scent.
And then it just kind of unravels and starts to unpack this beauty that is there and that is in all of us, and we're all trying to communicate, even though we're in these really weird, dire, dystopian kind of circumstances, but we still have this poetry that sits within all of us, and we're trying to connect in this way.
So this obviously came at an interesting and a difficult time for theater performers, for people involved in this medium in all ways, like you both are. I wonder what you took from this and what you learned from sort of approaching it in this unprecedented way.
So I think one thing that I'm trying to unpack as an artist in this quarantine, specifically a theater artist in this kind of quarantine world, is, how do I want to say this? Like, what is theater, right? Like, what is possible, right? Because I'm having a lot of discussions with different artists that are saying, like, our art form is dead. And I push back against that. I feel, maybe our art form is, I don't want to say dead. It's not dead, but I think it's different. But I'm very much leaning into what can cinematic approaches to this kind of storytelling, because that's what we're doing ultimately, whether no matter what art form we're doing, at the base of it is a form of storytelling. And I think with this, I want to show the possibility of what theater artists can do when limitations are thrown at us, and how we have the creative lens is still actively going in all of us. We just have to find different ways to adjust with it.
Yeah. Susana?
Totally. That's what I am thinking about as well. For me, like, renewing the connection to each other, to the land, and also just to show how we can adapt, just the possibility for new ways of creativity and new ways of connection.
All right, that is Ricky Araiza, artistic director at Teatro Bravo, and Susana Verlarde Covarrubias, a poet, playwright, and core artistic ensemble member of Teatro Bravo. She read the poem you'll hear in this piece. Thank you both so much for coming on the show and for creating this for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can see the full video performance of Upon Leaving on our website, that is monsoon.kjzz.org. And you can listen to the first two editions of our Monsoon series there as well, and tune it again next week for another.